on Google, so it's awesome.
First 6 pages. Before we leave, we have one question for you.
Yes.
What does live free or die mean to you?
What does live free or die mean to me? I think it means the ability to do whatever you want to achieve a certain goal, which is eventually happiness, but all in doing so without it having repercussions to the people around you or hurting anybody in the process of it.
Yes.
I feel that 100.
Do you? Right. Don't hurt nobody. Yep. Yo, thank you. This was dope. I appreciate you participating discussions.
You guys having me. Yeah, that was fun. I love discussions like that, so that was definitely awesome.
We'll get the Dukeron segment. We'll get a... I don't even know. We're getting out of here. We'll be back next week with Anson Raps. If you're an artist, tuned in, submissions at lfodradio.com. Dukeron, thank you.
For your mind.
Home out now, everywhere. We're going to get out of here with STS and Kari Mateen, Better on Sunday. Live free or die.
Dude, I'm doing...
I'm low on Monday, feel a bit better on Tuesday. Keep it moving cause it's Wednesday, making plans on Thursday, and getting paid on Friday. I'm dancing on Saturday, yeah. Nah, 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 nah. Feels better on a Sunday. Nah, nah, nah. Feels better on a Sunday.
Feel like I'm sitting on the dock of a bay, watching the tide roll in, slowly washing away. Hoping the skies don't just rush away, the sun let it play. Let it dance, let it sing, let it swing, let it sway. Let it romance, give it a chance like it's just the first date. Cause tomorrow I gotta be clocking in no later than 8. I need a coffee break already, the boss is on me heavy. It ain't the best gig, but at least the work is steady. The bill's still behind a bit, just got a reminder in the mail. And one sent to my cell, today ain't going well. Well, I can't just pout about it, would love to shout about it, and tell my boss to kiss my, I ain't bout about it. Happy hours, couple hours away, let the salvage in, soak up any feelings that may end up in unemployment lines, hoping it pay. I'm sick of cleaning toilets and putting boxes away.
I'm low on Monday, feel a bit better on Tuesday. Keep it moving cause it's Wednesday, making plans on Thursday, Saturday.
WMFO in Medford, Sky By here. This is a band called Duck and Cover. We're back in about 10 minutes with Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls.
back. Yeah.
Sky Bar here. That was the Neighborhood's Pure and Easy, Justine and the Unclean, Rock and Roll Blackmail, and started with Duck and Cover, a song called Yeah, Don't You. Here with Carissa Johnson and the Cure-Alls.
Woo!
Hey.
What up?
Nick's hidden behind the mic. I can kind of see him.
I'm
Steph's
sorry.
Here. No, you're good. We get a full house.
Excited to be here. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, this is exciting times for you guys.
It is.
And the this is kind of like the debut of the Cure-Alls on a radio show.
It is. So true. It's our first appearance anywhere outside the house.
Of all time.
True that.
But it's funny because you guys, well, I know Nick played on the Roses CD, like mm-hmm. five tracks, was it?
Five sounds right.
Yeah.
That's about right, yeah.
See, so I read this stuff. Like, I look at the line of notes in the road. And Steph, you weren't on that, right? But you... But the first time I saw you guys, like over a year ago now, it was you three.
Oh, yeah.
Where was
I
that?
Joined like right after.
Yeah.
Oh, Brian's, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was...
That was a great show.
That was over a year ago.
That was with Stars Like Ours and Petty Morals, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'd been in it for a while at that point.
Yeah, right. I think at least half a year. Right. Yeah. I think it was like five and a half months in a day, maybe.
In a day.
So
two weeks.
You jumped in kind of right after Rose's kind of dropped.
Pretty much right
so
after
speak.
The CD release.
Yeah, Nick and I were a two-piece for a bit. We were trying to find a guitarist and went through a couple different lineups after Tanya. And then, Steph fit right in. And she's been in ever since.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get a name. You're like included, right? It's not, you know, and band, it's and the Cure-All.
Yeah, that was always a little awkward. People be like, so what
Johnson,
band are you in? I'm like, I'm in
Carissa Johnson.
That just sounds weird.
Yeah.
I feel uncomfortable with this statement right now.
I even felt weird. I'm like, I'm in Carissa Johnson.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Yeah, it wasn't Carissa Johnson, and it was just Carissa Johnson.
Yeah. It's never fun explaining it to people.
No.
I'm like, well, it's just my name.
It definitely
it's
feels
It's a band,
good
but
now.
It's, it feels right. It was definitely time.
And you're all on this current CD, Talk, Duck, Talk, right?
Mm-hmm.
True, yes.
Yeah, it's the first album with a consistent lineup.
We're going to say things three times all night.
Yes.
Awesome.
Cool, cool.
I forgot one.
Oh.
That's a faux pas now and then, right?
No one heard that.
No.
What, Talk, Duck, Talk?
Talk, Duck, Talk.
It's all good.
Yeah, it's consistent all the way through Cure-Alls, from us to you.
And I got my copy here with, and I was kidding you because you if you pre-ordered you got your name and the thank yous.
Oh yeah,
there were like 500 people you had to thank.
There were a lot,
and
I always
like
I'm like so OCD when it comes to everything in life, but when it comes to the thank yous, I'm like extreme OCD because I always forget. I feel like I'm gonna forget somebody.
Right.
And then I went through it five times and ended up forgetting someone each time. I'm like, how did I forget that person?
Mm.
And then I was like just second guessing myself, but. I got everyone. I think I got everybody. You're in there.
As long as I was going to say, if I made the... Well, I paid, so...
You're in there. You paid for it.
I paid for it,
If not, you should request a full...
You didn't want the album. Yeah. You just wanted your name in the liner notes.
I was like, I want to be in a liner note. Because I read them, like, it's part of my geeky thing about CDs. I like
totally.
Read that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I love... The first CD I ever got, I remember reading all of them. There were a lot, too.
Are there lyrics in there as well?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, yeah,
I've always loved those.
Just a room full of music nerds.
Yeah, basically. And sometimes if there's no lyrics, then you have to try and figure it out. That's kind of cool, too. I'm like, what did he say or she say?
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Full package.
But we're going to play something off of that, and we're going to play...
Pick a number.
I am. Well, you don't care,
any
right?
Number. Any number. Not four.
Any number but four. That's right. But you're going to probably play a couple
live. I'm
going to
play, yeah. I got my guitar ready.
And we're going to talk a bit about the show Saturday, but I'm going to sandwich some of these songs with... Watts is going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Watts tunes. I'm going to play some organ beats. And but right now I'm going to play something off of Talk, Talk, Talk. That was Watts with All Done With Rock and Roll. They most definitely aren't, but that's the name of their latest EP. And right now we're back with Carissa and Steph and Nick, yes. The Cure-Alls.
What up?
Doing it. And we're going to talk a little bit about the show. Did you put this together?
Yeah.
This lineup?
Yeah. Yeah, I wanted to play with Organ Beats for a long time, so super stoked they're joining us.
Yeah.
And then we got Lady Pills, and then we've got Watts. And super stoked. It's going to be a killer night.
And the weather's going to be good.
Yeah. All the snow will be gone.
I'm a weather freak. So.
Oh, yeah.
Like when you plan shows in the winter, do you wig about the weather? Like,
you know,
oh, my God, is it going to be good weather?
Sometimes, yeah, with shows, especially in the wintertime, they get canceled every now and then.
Right.
And my release show for the first album, For Now, came out in February of 2015.
Oh, my God.
We did it at TT's. And I didn't have a band, but I had three different bands backing me of, like, friends. Yeah. So there was a lot of people involved. And then, you know, with the other bands, Nick was actually there playing with another band. And people ended up showing up, but, like, the whole subway was closed. Like a lot of the tracks weren't in service. And then there was a parking ban. It was, like, all the stuff that could have gone wrong in the winter did. But people still showed up, and it was great. But luckily, it's a month later, so... This year, it'll be fine.
I looked.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's looking good.
It'll be
I think
40.
We won't have to worry about
40,
it.
40, no rain.
No. Yeah. Well,
I think
no
it's gonna be
snow.
80.
80, yeah.
Yeah, it's like summertime.
That
guys.
Would work with this weather nice. Pattern we're having.
I think so.
Wouldn't shock me.
Yeah, it'll be great.
But you're gonna play one now.
Yeah, I could do an acoustic song. I'll do a new
good
one.
Enough.
This is a song called Badlands. Track 4.
I know to run is just to feed my flaws, but I've been driving through the Badlands all day long, stuck in the traffic of my mind, digging for something. Sifting for something to hold. Sometimes it feels like
awesome.
Thank you.
Off of Talk, Talk, Talk.
Talk,
just
Talk,
out.
Talk.
I heard you do that song at Tavern a while ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that might have been the debut of it, too.
All these debuts.
I know. You're there for it all.
And I remember that thinking I like that song a lot.
That's so cool. Yeah, I can't wait for you to hear the full version on the CD.
With these guys.
Mm-hmm. Full band. With solos and everything.
Is there going to be a tour around this thing?
Yeah. There's going to be multiple dates everywhere.
And I say tour with you because I know that you tend to go beyond the immediate area with your...
Yeah, totally. Touring. I like to bring the music to the people.
And will it be a mix of like solo? A lot of times you do solo stuff and or you do band stuff.
Yeah.
Be that mix again.
I love having the mix, but I wish more of the tours could be full band. Just so much goes into it, you know, logistically and everything. But we're going to make space and time for that full band dates out west. Hopefully some in the southwest. Try to just do more. I mean, anywhere we can. And I'm going to be doing another solo tour with Vanessa Silberman out to LA in April. So I'll be doing some acoustic stuff. And then we got some shows coming up in Boston, full band, in the spring, in May. And those are to be announced soon. I don't know when, so I don't know if I can say about them.
You but guys are right with shows. This extended tour.
Yeah.
Are you okay with it? Can you do it?
I like being on the road. If I could quit my job and like tour every day, I would.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
You tour constantly if you could.
Pretty much, as long as I get a hotel room like every like 4 days or so.
Right.
That's every all. 4 days or so. Yeah. In the middle, floors are fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, couches.
Grab something here and there to eat. Mm-hmm. Just
waffles.
But that's
not those ones that we had though in California.
No.
Those chicken tacos.
No chicken tacos.
That was bad news.
Nope. Yeah, that was like the tour of fast food. We're like, oh, In-N-Out. Oh, Jack in the Box.
Well, I imagine that's a lot.
Yeah,
I imagine.
It's exciting when you've never seen these places before, and you're like, I want to compare this to McDonald's.
Yeah.
That's when you ran the dude over at McDonald's drive-thru.
And then you're like, you know, I don't want any of this anymore. But
can't
yeah,
go to 5-star restaurants every night.
No, you can go to like Whole Foods though, and you can get like a big bundle of cauliflower,
right.
And
delicious.
Then you get like a big bundle of garlic.
Just munch on the whole head.
Oh yeah, there's ways of going around it. There's definitely ways of finding cheap food. But
it's an art form.
It really is.
The
I'm still
learning.
The more
you travel, the more you play. Yeah.
Otherwise, you just get really fat and really sick from all that grease and nastiness.
And sometimes bars will let you turn in your drink tickets for food, which is just a...
I'd have trouble with that.
Or do one and one. Do like with you. Side of fries and a drink. But
grease and
alcohol. Yeah. But yeah, there's good stuff out there. There's a lot of junk out there, too. Mm-hmm. But 24-hour Taco Bell, can't go wrong. Mm-hmm.
Even
you can't
that
go
with
wrong.
Cardio, yeah. Plenty of cardio.
Yeah. Well, you're drumming. You're working it. Yeah,
absolutely.
All right. I'm gonna pick a number and play something else off this. We're gonna end up playing quite a bit of this CD, I think, here tonight.
Oh man.
And you don't even know what number I've selected.
Oh man.
So this is gonna be a surprise. This is one that you can't, if you considered playing it, you can't anymore.
Can't do it.
And I'm just winging it. That was the Organ Beats with the Movies. They'll be at the show Saturday night at Great Scott. You should also get tickets in advance, right?
Yes.
Cheaper.
Yes.
That sucker might bang out. You never know.
It could.
Hopefully.
Right? And and we played a song off your CD. I'm still fresh with it, so I forget what the hell I played. But
that was called 2 Weeks.
2 Weeks we played. I love all of them. By the by.
Thank you.
But we're going to... Right? Who says by the by anymore?
I don't think I've ever heard it. No?
It's old school. I throw all this old school stuff at you.
All right.
We're going to bring it back. We'll just just keep going with it. By the by.
We're
going
to talk the talk.
Yeah, talk. Bye, 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 bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
We're doubling everything. Everything's got to be repeated. By the by, talk. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all a,
never know who's listening.
Nope.
You're going to strum one out for us.
Sure. This one's called Cardinal.
Here we are. It's a goddamn shame. Feels like you'd like to forget my name. I just met you. I'll let you in too soon.
It's 8:42, but I think you should do one more.
One more?
Before we're done.
Acoustic?
But you're all like gassed now.
I can play
another song and give you a blow.
I wonder what the people want.
Give the people what they want. What's left? We covered a lot of it. We did Shatter.
That was Cardinal.
Cardinal, Badlands, 2 Weeks.
Maybe either Home or After All. You choose.
You thought Home would be problematic, I think.
For acoustic, maybe. Could work full band recorded.
Reckless party band is saying, play more.
Play more?
Oh.
What does that mean?
There it is.
Play more of the album or play more acoustic?
No, wasn't specified.
How about After All?
Yeah.
Go with, right?
I like that choice. We could do that.
You want to do it.
You play it.
Oh, all right.
You
play it. It.
Yeah, yeah.
This is off talk. Then we only have like a couple cuts left on the thing. But we'll be back one more time to like button this thing up. But this is new stuff. Fantastic CD. Talk. Get the whole crew here, all the cure-alls, all two of them.
Or, you know what we could do? We could do After All together somehow. If you do backups and you drum on the table.
That would be innovative.
Oh, man.
Like, we don't have little, I can do fake egg shaker, like.
You can do that. You can do that.
I don't know if the like cure all is a fail in it.
Oops. Okay.
We're just going to play this sucker. Here we go.
Left all my roses behind, left
That's a wrap, folks. That was Tom Baker and the Snakes with Gotta Find Her, The Dents, Too Late. Another one off of Talk, 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 After All. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. You got it, After All.
The hits keep coming in.
Tons, full of bad jokes.
But it's 8:53, so I don't have a ton of time left, but I want to thank you guys for coming in,
of course, as always. Love coming to WMFO.
Fantastic band. First time I saw you guys, I thought it was a fantastic band. And
thanks, man.
And I went to see Stars Like Ours that night. But I did hear about, you know, there was a lot of buzz anyway.
Oh, that's cool.
About you. And I was like, well, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I remember talking to you that night. Yeah. I think you picked up the record.
Yeah. I was fawning over it. I'm like, this is great stuff.
Aw. So cool.
But I'm going to play one, because then I gotta time my shit. time myself out of here. But
I don't feel so bad anymore.
I held back. Kinda. I don't know what I have in there. One more from Talk, 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 and I'll be back one more time quick to say see ya. Thanks.
Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
Okay, WMFO in Medford, I gotta get out of here. This is a quick one by this is a quick one by the Upper Crust. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week at 8. Thanks.
Take and leave of my sentence.